Are you ready to play 60?
I was rooting for you guys.
You brought your giant-sized appetite.
That's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Poppa from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. On Sunday, the Giants wrap up the season against their arch rivals, the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up on this week's show, our legacy interview with former linebacker Michael Barrow. But to get things started, sights and sounds of the Giants' win in St. Louis, brought to you by Bose.
All right, baby. It's always on us. It starts with us and ends with us every week now. Play hard, fast, and physical. Set this tone. We're the go-getters on this team, all right?
Let's work today. Let's work.
We got all the team to win now. Let's get it.
Let's be aggressive today, man. When you see it, believe it, all right? Let's go get that ball. Let's go. DB is on three. One, two, three.
DB. Isn't our Giants out there? When I say New York, y'all say Giants. New York.
Giants.
New York.
Giants.
New York.
Giants.
Down to Cunningham, 2 yards deep. Runs left to the 10, gets to the 15, gets hit, fumbles the ball, it's loose, batted around, and the Giants recovered at the 20-yard line. Second down at the 9. Play fake, Manning back to throw. He looks right, throws right, wide open, Odell Beckham Jr., touchdown Giants.
Come on, keep working them. If you're going to run out field, push them out.
Man,
they're doing a good job. That's all they're doing. Hey, Pew, all they're doing is running out field. Hey, run them back.
Hey, play ball. You hear me? Play ball.
Hey, listen now. This guy's really staring everything down, so get your hand up.
Play fake, little wide receiver screen, the ball deflected in the air, intercepted by the Giants, Terry Wynn. And he's tackled at the 44. It went off the chest of Tavon Austin, and Terry Wynn, the undrafted rookie free agent with his first career interception.
Let's go.
Manning takes the snap, handoff Darkwood. He runs left, runs off the tackle. He's to the 5 and in for the touchdown. Orleans Darkwood with his first career touchdown, a 12-yard run. Toss left for Mason. Got the Giants side flank. He's got speed. He's into the end zone for the touchdown.
I got to play the boot last. You got to play the, right. That's what happened to me because I'm here. Tight end stay on me. He took off. And then when I look at the quarterback, but he gave already. Yeah. And close down on that.
Yeah. We got a wide trap, so we're either going to have to do this and take him on or come out the back door. Because if you hit that hole like we did in practice, what's going to happen is you're going to come right back to the place where they're double teaming. It won't get back to him, and he will be free.
Touchback.
Or run him over.
First and 10 from the Giant 29. Right hash mark, left to right on your radio. Handoff, Williams finds a hole up the middle. Andre Williams to the 40, to the 45 midfield. Bounces off another tackle. He's to the 40, breaks to the right to the 30, cuts it back inside, and tackled at the 26-yard line. Takes the snap, quick release right. He throws it right. He completes it right to Randall, who dives for the pylon, and he's in for the touchdown.
Great. Hey, a lot of
time. What I just said.
We're just getting... Just getting just started, all right? A lot of football left. No, you have a problem. Don't juke nobody. Run through them.
Now, that's why I've been waiting for that. After that soft run the first time, now that's what I'm looking for, right? Okay. That's what I'm looking for.
We got to keep scoring, baby. Let's go.
They roll the two safeties back. Manning back to throw. Has time. Deep ball down the middle. Wide open Odell Beckham Jr. Catches it at the 40. He's to the 20. 10, 5, high steps in, touchdown Giants, 80 yards.
We did not let any distraction keep us from doing what we came here for. That's what I'm most proud of. Okay? A lot of that stuff in the first half, you know how I feel about that. However, we overcame all that. We played our asses off. We got ourselves a win. It'll be a Merry Christmas for our group now. Congratulations. Let's have a team. One, two, three.
Team!
Strong performance by the Giants in their win in St. Louis. Kerry Wynn also had a very big performance. Win in this week's Gatorade Win From Within. Back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Sunday, it's the Giants and Philadelphia Eagles. You think back to the 2000 season, and the Giants had some great battles with the Philadelphia Eagles. One of the leaders for the Giants was linebacker Michael Barrow in this week's Legacy Interview.
I wasn't the most gifted athlete growing up. I grew up down in Homestead, Florida City area. And so one of the traditions of being down here is that you play pickup football. And I think the light switch went on for me was when my brother, who was at the time, was a two-time All-State. I was like, man, I'm going to be better than you, you know? Like, that was my goal, was I'm going to be better than my big brother. And I was like, man, I'm going to be better than you. He's like, yeah? He's like, you want to be better than me? I was like, yeah. He's like, all right, let me show you what it takes.
The Broncos so far have done it with a rock-ribbed defense that's allowed an astonishingly low 90 yards a game. The ringleader is linebacker Michael Barrow, who has four interceptions, a sparkling grade point average, and major colleges knocking on his door.
When we make big plays, it just gets the whole team fired up.
The 1987-88 homecoming king is Michael
Michael's dedication and hard work throughout high school earned him a scholarship to the University of Miami, where he played with future Giants teammate Jesse Armstead on a Hurricane team that won the national championships in 1989 and 1991. In his senior season, he was named Big East Defensive Player of the Year and was recognized as a first-team consensus All-American. And in 2000, he signed as a free agent with the New York Football Giants.
I just felt like this was my promised land. I kind of looked at it like my whole journey brought me to this point here. It prepared me to be a New York Giant.
We are New York! We are New York!
No. I knew our dad on 3, 1, 2, 3!
From his first game as a Giant, Michael Barrow knew he had become a member of one of the NFL's elite defensive units.
And that probably was my biggest adjustment when I first got there, was playing in the defense so talented like that. Playing with those guys, man, it made you so competitive. It brought me back to my UM days when I was playing with Jesse and Darren. We used to fight for tackles. I know the running backs thought we was crazy, but I was like, I'm here first. No, and then Jesse, no, it's my tackle. No, it's Darren. No, I was here. It's my tackle. It was kind of like that up there with guys competing. You know, you wanted to compete. You know, you straight hand. I want to compete. I learned how to pass. I want to compete with straight hand. Who can? I'm going to beat you this game, get more sacks. You know, you wanted to compete, and it just drove you to be the best.
In his four seasons with the New York Giants, Michael Barrow was widely recognized as one of the surest tacklers in the NFL. In 2003, his final season in New York, Barrow led the NFC in tackles with 148. After his retirement, he returned to his alma mater, the University of Miami, as their linebackers and special teams coach. Barrow coached with the Hurricanes for 7 years, from 2007 to 2014. During this past offseason, he took a leave of absence to spend more time with his family. But he still finds time to go back to the school and program that he loves and continues to have a positive influence on current players. And he also gets a little time to roam the halls and reminisce about his time as a Miami Hurricane.
Now, here's the board right here. This is the All-American board. And so you got all Americans here from 1950 all the way to currently. And let me see where my name at right there. Michael Barrow, 1992. On this board here, I'm a G-man, baby, right there. Michael Barrow, underneath one of the greatest, Otis Anderson, next to my homeboy here, Jesse Armstead and Jim Burt right there. So my man Antrell Rowe from AKA down South Homestead, Florida, representing. Now we got to move this from here to put it over the Giants, you know, because he won a championship with the Giants. That's how we got to make that switch. So now it's good. So when you got recruits and guys come here, not only that, but current players, then you can say, yeah, you see what the Giants here, get your name on a plaque.
Barrow's pride in being a Miami Hurricane is something he will carry with him for the rest of his life and is matched only by his love of being a New York Giant.
This is like the organization that has the long history, that a family atmosphere, the tradition to be part of that. You know, whole New York Giants tradition, the standards, winning championship, Bill Parcells. This is why you lift all those weights, you know?
This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that.
And to be part of that Giants organization is like first class. First class. I mean, they just do things the right way. That once a Giant, always a Giant, you know, that type of thing. It was special for me to be part of that organization.
Michael Barrow played with a lot of heart and determination as a member of the Big Blue. We thank him for being our focus in our legacy interview. Still to come on the program, Off Guard with JPP and much more as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this.
This week's look at the Giants in the community is brought to you by Verizon.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Every year the Giants have involvement with the Special Olympics, and every year they have an event in MetLife Stadium. Steve Weatherford, Zach Diasse, Andre Williams, and Jason Pierre-Paul all took part in the festivities.
Dude, Tommy! Good to see you, Sam. What's up, dude? You doing all right?
Yeah.
It's good to see you. Are you guys ready to go?
Yeah!
All right, guys, what do you guys want to do today? You want to do a little kicking?
Yeah.
A little punting?
Yeah.
A little throwing?
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're going to split up into three groups.
We are at MetLife again. We're here for a Special Olympics event. Got a bunch of great athletes out here throwing the ball, kicking the ball, punting the ball, and just having a good time.
I'm here with... How many years have you been coming here, Bike Mike?
Oh, I lost track of how many years I've been coming.
Many, many years. Longer than I've been coming here. This is my sixth year. My favorite event every year. I picked Tom because, hey, Tom is going to show you guys how it's done. Let's go, Tom. You can do it, man. Tom! Tom! Whoa! Tommy! Hey, did I tell you guys Tom knows how to do it? Tom! That's how it's done, guys.
This is an event that we've been doing for over 15 years and that our athletes truly look forward to coming here and participating in.
Mikey! Mike! Mikey! Hey, Mike. Mike. Let's go, babe. Let's go. Woo!
We go faster, man. You ready? You ready? I'm ready.
Oh, got it! Oh!
You know what I mean? Just to see some of them out here and just passing, having fun. And I'm very blessed because I can come out here and actually be a role model to them.
Hey! Everybody bring it in. Everybody bring it in. Two, three. Hey! 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 Okay, there you go.
Seeing the smiles on these kids' faces and understanding their situation really puts things into perspective for us. You know, we have the best job in the world, and... you know, we have an unbelievable feeling on Sundays when we come out here and play, but it pales in comparison to seeing these kids and being a part of what they're about. And I'm just happy I have the opportunity to do it year in, year out.
Yes! Yes! For the worm! I can't do it! I don't know how to do it! Yeah!
Woo! I feel good!
Hey, well, first off, I want to tell you guys thank you. Every single time I come out here, It's the most valuable hour that I spend all year. Everybody that came here today had an absolute blast. We had to have over 100 guys here, right?
Yeah, I see smiles all around.
Everybody has a good time. And the nicest thing is everybody's encouraging everybody. Everybody gets the punt. They get the pass. They get the kick. Good job, Mike. You did great, man. Every single year, man. I look forward to seeing you.
Here we go. Giants on three. One, two, three.
Giants! Good job, guys.
Giants always lending their hand to a good cause like the Special Olympics. We mentioned JPP was there. He's the focus of this week's edition of Off Guard.
Oh, Martin. Morgan Freeman. I ain't Denzel Washington. It's a hard one. So I'll say Denzel Washington. Batman. Favorite toy, Ninja Turtles. I don't know. I'll say, Avicii, Wake Me Up. You know that song, right? Everybody do. First car I ever rode, Mercury Grand Marquis. Yeah, very long car. So I was very comfortable in it.
Time to change the tempo of the program a little bit for this week's edition of Sideline Jam. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. One of the Giants' rookie traditions is paying a visit to Eva's Village in Paterson, New Jersey. And once again, the Giants were there in full force.
Just to be able to come out and to see what other people are dealing with sometimes and be able to just give a part of yourself back to them, it just means a lot.
You got a little selfie now, one, two, three.
About maybe about 300 people with needs, from the homeless to extremely less fortunate, and they're getting a well-cooked meal. You know, and just to usher in that time of Thanksgiving, fresh hot coffee and a good meal with smell.
Throw the train in the back. What was the other one on your list?
That's hot. Not bad.
Today, having the Giants here is an awesome experience because it gives hope to so many people who are here eating kids in our kitchen each and every day, and to our clients upstairs because they see that there's so much more outside than just Paterson.
Anytime you can give back to people like this is a special event. You know, we're called to be servants, and this is just a perfect example, perfect way to come out and give to others.
We're here.
Next Super Bowl, we're gonna get the victory.
We're gonna be cheering young. We know you're gonna get it next year.
It means everything. A lot of people don't get the opportunity to get around these kind of people and realize that they're people just like us. You know, fans of the game, most definitely, and fans of life, and just want to get a good meal and with some smiles on their faces.
Happy holidays from the Giants rookies.
Once again, the Giants doing great work with Eva's Village and giving back to the community. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, over his 11 years as head coach with the Giants, you've always heard Tom Coughlin say finish. And that's what the Giants need to do on Sunday when they take on the Philadelphia Eagles and close out their 2014 season. Anytime the Giants and Eagles get together, you know it's like a backyard brawl. So the Giants have to match that intensity, play smart football, continue to make big plays on offense and defense, and finish the season strongly. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and on the Giants' new mobile app. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.